So there's a prohibition in the Torah called Lo Sirtzak. Lo Sirtzak is one of the Ten Commandments, or the Aseret HaDibros. In contradistinction, the two words in the Torah, to kill, Hariga, and there's Lo Sirtzak. The Torah doesn't say Lo Sehareg, not to kill. It says not to murder. And there's a big difference between killing and murder. Murder, by definition, is immoral. You're murdering someone who doesn't deserve it. Basically, killing, when ISIS is killing someone, that's murder usually. And usually Israel is in self-defense, or, when someone's coming to attack you. So either way, so killing is justified in Baba Machteris, a different place. Someone's coming to kill you, self-defense. So Lo Sirtzak is a biblical prohibition. One is not permitted to kill anyone, not during the week and not on Shabbos. And the Rambam, so it's clear, everyone knows you can't kill someone. Of course, used in Asia for some reason is so clear, but it's clear you can't, murder is wrong. And then the Rambam adds, in Hilchos Rotzeach, he states the obvious, the Yisur of Lo Sirtzak, but then he says also, you violate the prohibition of Ritzicha if you cause, by Gram Ritzicha, let's say you tie someone up and then the bear comes and eats them, or you tie someone up and they starve to death or they freeze to death. So therefore, he says, you're labeled a Rotzeach, that's Gram Ritzicha, so you can't be Chaya Misa Bidei Adam, you're Chaya Misa Bidei Shamayim. So that's also us, it's the same Issa Deraisa. It's Gram Ritzicha. You're labeled a rotzeach without misa. Where else do we find that? You're labeled a rotzeach without misa. Let's say, treifa. See, a gosei says chai l'chol adam. So it depends what a gosei says. But we'll leave gosei out of it because that's a discussion if he's going to die. But either way, a treifa. You think a treifa is going to be died dead within the year. So a gosei is only 72 hours. But a treifa, if you kill a treifa, so you label your rotzeach, but you're not over, it wouldn't be because al pi halacha is already labeled dead. Or on the other side of the coin, you do an abortion. So according to, let's say, Rav Moshe Shita, that abortion is murder, and therefore, so you're over the issue of ritzicha, but there's no onesh because it's not a full nefesh. So you need a full nefesh, and you got to do ritzicha, but you're dying to be chayiv misa. And gram ritzicha, you also, as well as these other cases, you're labeled a rotzeach, but you're not chayiv misa because you didn't actually kill them, but you're dying. So, and as well, the Torah tells us that there's an issue of suicide, that a person can't, I guess we'll get into if suicide's ever permitted as well, but there's an issue of suicide based on a pasuk in Parshas Noach, it's usher to take your life. In fact, the Chazal tell us, one who takes his life, you lose your chayok at Olam Haba. Why, it's the same issue of Ritzicha, why should it, even if I kill someone else, I get a chayok at Olam Haba, in theory, if you did tshuva. But if you commit suicide, so that's what they say, it's the lumbness behind it. Why are you committing suicide? Because life is so bad, we're not talking about someone who, because of pain, kills their life. That's something else. Let's say in the Holocaust, they thought they're going to be tortured, killed. That's a separate discussion. Even if it's not much to do, that's not what we're talking about. You're an honest. But let's say the example I give, you're a philosophy professor. Objectively, life is great, but you came up with a sheet, the life is terrible. To that type of person, he's chayev, and he takes his life, so that's the one, that's the suicide, engel chelo, haba, no shiva, all that kind of stuff. There's an issue of committing suicide, so a person can't say, my life's not worth living, I want to kill myself. As well as, there's a prohibition as well, of lo samu lo dam reyecha, in other words, if someone's in danger, I don't have to be. If someone's drowning in the water, or if someone, there's an animal attacking, so I don't necessarily personally have to stop. But if I can get them to stop, so I can't stand by idly, while someone else is in danger. So, and so, and so active euthanasia is also as a base of the pasuk k'sava kabola right shovek dama adam bi adam. But yad achiv, something like that, that you're going to kill your brother or something. Why would you kill your brother? You love your brother. Yeah, that's what the k'sava kabola. That's the source. Yeah, mercy killing. You know, Kokorkian, what was his name? His doctor used to be a wacko. He used to go ahead killing people, and now he became a folk hero. Because now times have changed in terms of that. I think I was speaking to one of my doctor friends. He said, I'll get into tomorrow, how things have changed within the end of life from when he started being a doctor to like what he is now, probably 10, 20 years ago, what's changed in terms of what was considered normal and what isn't. So, active euthanasia is also based on the pasuk. So we see, we know there's an issur ritzicha, there's an issur of gram ritzicha, there's an issur of suicide, there's an issur of lo samon adam reyecha, you can't stand, there's an issur of active euthanasia. Well, what we'll have to get into is, what about someone who is terminally ill, a life of pain, there's no hope, there's no cure? Does the Torah ever sanction the end of life? Because clearly we just said you can't actively kill, I can't take out a gun and shoot the guy. But am I permitted to withhold treatment? So that, as we'll see, or can I withdraw treatment? Withdraw means, let's say they're on the respirator, can I pull it? Or withhold, can I not put them on? So that's what we'll have to get into, some of those end-of-life issues tomorrow and the next day. Time for Shema.